You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our scripture reading is John chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Sometimes we pick and choose the promises of God. It's not all the time that when they say the promises of God, what people think are, in from human perspective, positive. Now, from God's perspective, every promise that He promises, they are good, they are yea and amen. But from human perspective, some of the promises are means that we will go through some tough times. Here's an example. You know, this is Jesus saying, in the world, ye will have tribulation. But today, if you are facing tribulation, they will tell you that it is generational curse, it is ancestral spirit, you need to sow seed, you need to come and sleep with the man of God, you need to jump up and down, you need to go for deliverance, you need to go for this. Did you know that it is a normal thing for a child of God to go through tribulation? The Bible says, by tribulations, we will enter the kingdom of God. That's a promise. Do you know you can say, Lord, you said in your word that by tribulation, we will enter into your kingdom. But you know, you don't usually pray like that. Well, the one you say is that you said that I will not die, but I shall live to declare the praise of the Lord in the land of the living. But the same person who promises that also say, they that will live righteous will suffer persecution. Is there? It's also a promise. So don't think because we say it's a promise, it means that from your perspective, it has to be what something you like. No, the promises of God may not be something you like. They may not be something you are comfortable with. And you must settle it as such. So that when challenges come, you don't become discouraged. When he said that though they build their house on the rock, he said storms comes, wind blew, all of those problems came, but the house stood. He didn't say there won't be problem. He didn't say the house will not be tested. Our faith will be tested. We will go through challenges. But then, before you begin to say, what a difficult life, he said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That means the world cannot overcome you. In the end of the day, you are going to be victorious. You are operating from the position of victory, even in your tribulation, even in your challenges, in many of the things that you are going through. We have an idea or philosophy of the gospel today that is completely strange, which is that, you should not suffer. You should not have any challenges. You should not have any trouble. You should not have any issues. That is not the gospel, brethren. The gospel will mean that people will slap you, you will have to turn the other cheeks. That is the gospel. The gospel will mean that you will suffer. You will lose money. You will lose opportunity because you don't want to compromise. That is the gospel. The gospel will mean that you can fail an exam because you don't want to sleep with a lecturer because it is sinful. That is the gospel. That's why Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. We must be careful. This strange gospel that they are preaching to people today, it will not lead people anywhere. That's why Christianity is weak. So all that they care about is that they will spend the billions, they will spend the millions, they will do this, they will do this. You know, this generation, they are just about shouting, making noise about how they are going to be great, how they are going to have great times. That is not the gospel. The gospel calls for soberness. In fact, the Bible says, be ye sober. It calls for soberness. None of us can tell what challenges await us tomorrow. And we do not have any other opportunity. We will not have anything to do but not to deny Christ. So what is all the noise all about? Sincerely, we should be sober. He said, blessed are you when they persecute you. Say all manner of things falsely against you for my sake. He didn't say, fight them back. He said, love your enemies. Should that not make you sober? How many one of us want to love our enemies? He said, do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Bless them that curse you. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to couples who are having problems in their marriage, and they say, I'm a Christian. I say, okay, you say you are a Christian. Now you are having issues. I don't wish you have issues. But don't you understand it that the scripture says you should love your enemy? This man has become your enemy. This man hates you. No, you yourself know that this man terribly hates you. But what did he say you should do to somebody who hates you? He said, do good. This person is despitefully using you. It means this person qualifies for your prayer. This man abuses you, shout at you, say all manner of things against you. What did Jesus say you should do? He said you should bless. But you have been talking back. So in other words, are you really a Christian? Are you really a Christian? Because you don't seem to have an idea of what Christianity is. I think people think that Christianity is that when you come to Jesus, your life just begins to go without challenges. It just begins to go like that. No, Christianity is a call for you to say no to this world. It's a call for you to say no to the sinful nature. It's a call for you to say no to the ways you have always lived and done things. How can you say as a Christian, your husband spoke against you and you too, you return back? What kind of Christianity is that? That's why you're having issues, because you're actually not even responding the way Jesus wants you to respond, the way a true child of God is to respond. You say your wife disrespected you, and because of that, you raised your hand against her. Why will you do such? And then still claim to be a Christian. Please, which Christianity, which aspect of Christianity are you practicing like that? Which aspect? Are you really sure you are following this Jesus? You must know what it means. That's why in this day and age, we must emphasize the cost of following Jesus. I don't reduce the gospel for anybody now. In fact, sometimes I try to discourage people from being born again. What do I mean by that? I try to show them the consequence. When I see that the Holy Spirit has caught them, I want to be sure. So I tell them, are you ready to repent, to forsake this, to let go of this, to believe in Jesus? They say, sir, I'm ready. I said, no, I'm not sure. Are you really ready that if next time somebody says you are stupid, you are ready to say the Lord bless you? Are you ready not to fight for yourself? They say, I'm ready. When I see that, I say, oh, this person is ready. It's like Elijah saying, put fire, put water on the wood. Because he wants to call fire. You will think if somebody wants to call fire, then he should do away with water. But Elijah said, put fire. So that you can truly know his God. So sometimes I want to be sure really that this person is ready to follow Jesus. I'm telling you, this is the gospel. Jesus said it is a narrow way. So what is this gospel? You are going up about jumping. They are telling you it is your turn to shine. Your day has come. Your day of glory. Wonderful things. Breakthrough. New things. All up and down. Brethren, be careful. Be sure that you are on the narrow road, though, and that you are not on this broad way. This is the gospel. This is the promise of Jesus. He said we will have tribulations. Do I like tribulations? Obviously not. But he said we will have it. All I can do is trust him that he will not allow me to go through that which I cannot bear. And that he is faithful in every temptation. He makes a way of escape. That is our assurance. And that's why I said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Brethren, be sure that you are truly following Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.